This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey pals, you've got passes to the Air Museum. It's there at 745 North Gene Autry Drive. I call it the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. The phone number is 778-6262. You've got a $30 gift certificate to Maracas Restaurant. Now, there are two. The one that's near the Sonny Bono statue is at 155 South Palm Canyon Drive. And that phone number is 322-9654. And the other one's at 72775 Dinah Shore in Rancho Mirage. And that phone number is 321-1001. The best Mexican food in the Coachella Valley.
Hola, Joey pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
And you've got a gift certificate from McDonald's that comes from the Shalab family. And you know you can use it at any of Dick's 30 McDonald's. Go from McDonald's to McDonald's and use your gift certificate, right? And, of course, their main website is McDonald's.com. Bob, do you have children? Bob has two children. Steve Kelly doesn't have any. Joey has three. We'll take the fifth caller, Joey pals, at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go, Steve. And if you're caller number five, we'll see you here in April when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year on the air and my 76th year on the planet, or the other way around. Be caller number 5-323-5639. And we go back for another segment with Steve Kelly. We're back in Kelly's Corners, and we've got lots more things to talk about.
Well, let's start locally here. The Coachella Valley Firebirds.
Yes.
On Thursday, yesterday they came out with their jerseys, which are very cool. And, you know, again, you were talking with someone from the Agua Caliente. Firebird is a very, very big thing in Native lore. It, not only with this tribe, but tribes throughout the country. That is a very indigenous people. The Firebird is part of a lot of mythology. A friend of mine is a part Ojibwe Indian from Wisconsin.
Say that again.
Ojibwe or Chippewa. Oh. And their firebird plays very heavily in their mythology, too.
So and the firebirds, when you and I were out there, we saw the logo. It
looks great.
Beautiful. Black
and
red.
This Thursday, they're naming it. It will not be the Steve Kelly Arena. I don't have those. I don't have that kind of scratch. Maybe the engineer here does. But they will be naming it. It's supposed to be open in the fall. The Firebirds are doing some community outreach. They had a street hockey tournament the other day in Coachella. Oh. And this will be a first-class operation.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
And actually, the reality of the arena, to kind of like get a little off of my purview, but the reality of the arena is that it will be a lot of musical acts. Okay? That's where they'll make their money. And they'll have all sorts. They Irving Azoff, the head of Live Nation, is running that arena along with some help from some of the guys who put on the Coachella event here.
Do you think they'll move Coachella and stage?
Oh, no,
coach?
No.
Those two
different companies.
I thought so.
Two different companies. It's Live Nation as opposed to Golden Voice.
Yes.
But Live Nation represents a ton of artists. They're equals. It's kind of like Macy's and Gimbel's. But I'm sure that they will be putting on events during Coachella week, and they have access to some of the biggest.
Oh, my.
And Irving Azoff is also partners with Madison Square Garden
yes.
in New York. So these are real heavy hitters. And so I think they're I've heard rumors of some, you know, I know that World Team Tennis is interested. Now, they were out there in Indian Wells. That's why you see Tommy Haas at every event, because he works for those guys. I don't know if they'll get anything in there. But, you know, we were talking about the events, and there's so many things that could happen now. This is a world-class arena.
And oh, isn't that exciting? And we've seen pictures.
What you know, on the Joey English program here, which you have to, everybody should listen to, obviously, you can find out whether or not when they start Sunline buses there. They'll have to be running buses there so people go to the games. Also reminded that there is a Firebird store And I'm not even getting paid by them. They have a merchandise store over on El Paseo.
Oh.
So if you want to buy a hat.
Firebird store.
It's a,
on El Paseo.
Correct. And I'm sure that that store will be open until the arena opens, and then you'll be able to buy the stuff on site there. And the Firebirds will be part of the American Hockey League.
Yes.
So, you know, those are, you know, some of the things that are going on. And it's going to be interesting. And we mentioned UFC, so I figured I would tell you this story.
Okay.
Dana White sold UFC last year for $4 billion. But in 1998, his minority partner in that was Bob, you know, Bob Baffert, Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Of his course.
His brother was White's partner. So my old partner, the late, great Bud Ferrillo, who knew everybody, had set up in his interview with Bruce Baffert, and he got sick, couldn't do it, so I did. I knew nothing about what this was.
They were
running UFC, your engineer will find it's hard to believe, out of an apartment in West L.A. It's now worth $4 billion, but the two of them were living in an apartment.
Dana White
and his other guy. So I said, this isn't like wrestling, is it? And he didn't laugh. He goes, no. Now I wish I had the 10%. So that means Baffert walked away with a couple $100 million when they sold it.
How did you handle the interview? What did you do?
Well, there's tricks involved, and you know
this. Of course,
but
you couldn't Google anything on your phone in those days.
No, but one of the great lines I was taught in broadcasting that Bud taught me was, you're interviewing somebody, you need to say, tell us about it.
Yes,
and a person
who's there
and shut up, and they'll tell you, and then you go from there. But
say, why did you write the book? And then
exactly,
listen.
Exactly. You know, tell us about what was going on. But it was amazing. Now that I look back on it, that I'm interviewing this guy in 1997.
You didn't know enough to be scared.
I wasn't. No, I ended up scared. Yes. No, stupid, but not scared. But you know, it was. You know, and now I'm looking at this guy worth all this money. He was a great interview. It was very interesting.
Oh,
but
do
you know,
we still have it?
Oh, somewhere.
Yeah.
I have all those interviews. You know, we did the last interview with Bud with Jack Ken Cook.
Oh, gosh.
Interviewed him on a Friday. Jack said, I've never felt better in my life. Well, 2 days later, Jack was...
Oh, Jack Ken Cook.
Jack died.
Hockey.
And
didn't he own the Kings?
He was a great guy. Jack Ken Cook originally started out in Toronto, Canada.
Yes.
Owned the Kings. And I remember meeting him in New Jersey 100 years ago when I was working for the New Jersey Devils, the NHL. And we were sitting somewhere, and there was something happening that was fun. And I just said to him, Mr. Cook, is this better be selling door-to-door? He used to sell pots and pans door-to-door in Toronto.
Oh.
And I said to them, he goes, yeah, it is better. And when the Kings
I met him at the Forum.
When the Kings wouldn't draw, he had one of the great lines. He said, there are 100,000 Canadians living here in Southern California, and I know why they hate hockey. But, you know, Jack Ken Cook owned the Chrysler Building in New York.
In New York.
And when he died, all of his money went to the Boy Scouts, and it went to the Girl Scouts, and it went to... He did not leave a penny to... You know, he left a little trust fund for his kids, and he had some long story with a daughter who was like 10, and he was like 80. But he did a really nice job. He liquidated everything, owned the Washington Redskins, and everything was taken care of. By the way, the rumor is in the next couple of weeks, the Redskins will be renamed the Washington Admirals.
Oh, please.
So you have the Washington Admirals. You also have...
Sonny Jurgensen.
Right. You also... Oh, God. There's a... Sonny Jurgensen. I got to interview one time. Let's put it this way.
Tell everybody who that is.
Sonny Jurgensen was a great quarterback for the Redskins. One of the great... And it was a different era in the NFL. The fact that Sonny Jurgensen is still alive... Let's put it this way. It wasn't the fact that they went to church every Saturday night, but... You know, Sonny Jurgensen, George Blanda, Bobby Lane, these guys. Holy.
Sonny Jurgensen threw the football.
Sonny Jurgensen threw the football. Had possibly, he looked like a guy who
You know I love passing.
Right, but I
don't
also
like
know that
running football.
Sonny Jurgensen looked like a guy who stepped out of a, you know, PTA meeting. I mean, it wasn't exactly built like anything. And
he wasn't particularly big.
No, he was. He had a big pot belly, too, and he played, and he was... Hey, but he was a winner.
He was.
He's a god in
Washington.
I
don't think they should rename that team.
Well, they have other problems there that are more serious, and we don't need to go into them. But
tell me some good football news.
Well, the USFL's coming back, owned by The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. They're coming back, I think, with 12 teams in a couple of weeks.
When will they play? In the summer
months? In the spring.
Spring.
This is like the third spring football league. Now, they think... Because based on The Rock, the movie actor's personality, And remember, he was a very good football player at the University of Miami.
Is it going to be arena football?
No. It'll be regular football.
Okay, because we had arena football.
Right. It's going to be the old USFL. They're bringing it back with the New Jersey Generals, who at one point were owned by Donald Trump years ago. But
are we going to have a team?
There's one in L.A., but I'm not sure of the name right now. I hope it's not the L.A. Express. God, you write a
remember
book
them?
Yeah, they played before.
They were in the arena.
They also played in the Coliseum before about six people.
Okay,
but
I sang for them in the sports arena.
That was the indoor
in 1988.
Yeah, I know, and that arena was built in about 1888. But anyway, they finally tore that thing down. But that thing would not die. It was like Dracula.
More football.
But the USFL will be starting up, and where they're coming in, Joey, is the thing called streaming. Like Hulu and ESPN Plus, and they have contracts with Fox and with ESPN to broadcast this. Now, a lot of people will laugh at these leagues, and truthfully, some of them are just awful.
Okay.
But they did have one a couple years ago that they've had tax problems, and they folded called the Alliance of American Football. It wasn't that bad of a league. And this deal is...
I don't remember that.
I think with the USFL, what it is, it's a play by the rock. If they can run this league and just break even, he'll want to sign what's called the developmental deal, where there'll be like a minor league in the NFL.
Okay.
And I could see that making
sense
if it works, because, you know, that is what they'd be looking to do, you know, to do something of that nature. And but I mean, has anybody been clamoring for this? No. But
more football.
And the NCAA, as we all know now, Georgia Bulldogs are the champs. The SEC continues its domination of the college football leagues, and they are having huge fights now.
I think the University of Miami, I think we Hurricanes played the Bulldogs.
You got a new coach there, Mario Cristobal, who came from Oregon.
In Miami?
Yeah. No, he took over. That program's a mess. But,
is it? Oh, no.
But maybe Mario can straighten it out.
George Myra?
George Myra.
Do you remember him?
Yeah, well, also more famous for Jimmy Johnson being there in the 80s.
The coach.
Yeah, you know, won national championships.
Yes.
What did they call it? The great rivalry with Notre Dame? The Catholics versus the convicts was the...
Something, yes. I think you're right.
But, you know, college football now, there's a big fight on to expand the playoffs to 12 teams. And they should.
Oh,
they really should.
Explain to me why.
Well, because right now it's only four teams. They're picked by writers, basically. They have a formula they use. But it a lot of things get excluded. And I'm always one of these guys. I'm a sports communist. Play them on the field. Let them see what they can do on the field. You know, don't decide it up in the press box. I mean, I can pick out teams and say, oh, this team's better than
I
that.
I pick team. Them by the color of their uniforms.
I know.
The ones with red.
Well, Cincinnati this year was a great story. They went undefeated, and they got into the championship, and then they got blown out. But all these schools, you know, like basically the Pac-12 is excluded, and the Pac-12 is 30% of the population.
It used to be the Pac-10.
Pac-10. But they've also, they had a good team. Utah did very well against Ohio State. That was not embarrassing. That was possibly the best bowl game, 48-45 or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And UCLA re-ups Chip Kelly. He's done a great job there.
What do my Raiders need to do to come back next year?
Sell the owner. No. They're not that far away.
No.
They need a year of stability. And they're going to have a lot of money because, remember, they're in Vegas.
Yes.
And,
beautiful,
you know, that
stadium.
Well, that's what I was having a discussion with some sports writers. If the Pac-12 were to expand and add teams, I would add UNLV and I would add San Diego State. Because, remember, San Diego State's getting a brand new football stadium.
Is UNLV playing in the...
Yes, they are.
But
they're in the Mountain West League and they can't... You know, the football is awful.
Yeah.
But... think of it this way. Say you're Notre Dame or Michigan, and you're doing a road game. Where would you like to go? Where would your fan base like to go?
Let me think.
I would think Vegas, maybe.
Hello.
Would be.
There's no stadium in Santa Barbara, so.
No, they're going to go to Vegas. And so, anyway, Joey, you know, as always, it's a pleasure.
I love your enthusiasm. And Joey Powell, Steve Kelly, doesn't have one single note in front of him. He does all of this from memory. He stays up all night. Getting ready to do Kelly's Corner for the Joey English Show. Thank you so much for coming by. Bless your heart. Okay, Joey Pals, here comes the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey Pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs.
palmspringsca.gov.
Okay. The city of Palm Springs says amid growing concerns about the spread of the Omicron variant and a surge in local COVID-19 cases, the Palm Springs City Council approved new safety requirements, including customers, employees, and other visitors are now required to wear face coverings in indoor settings such as stores and restaurants, regardless of your vaccination status. Proof of vaccine or a negative COVID-19 test within 72 hours may be required indoors when entering a bar or restaurant, and businesses must implement these requirements. ACT Tours in Palm Springs says there are 7 days in a week. Someday isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with adult customized tours. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international and day excursions. 3221247. Our astrologer, Dana Haynes, her website is astrology with the word astrology with Dana, D-A-N-A, astrologywithdana.com. Any Capricorns in the room? Okay, Capricorns, weather and delays at work, but nothing stops Capricorns from completing every task they have to get done this month. Despite frustrations with someone's health concern, people you represent taking too long to respond to you, everything works out. Aquarius begins on January 21st. Happy birthday, Aquarians. You still have changes coming up this year that require intuitive awareness on your part. Desert Water Agency is at DWA.org. If you need help paying your water bill, go to DWA.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to DWA.org/save. And learn about incentives on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinklers. Register for DWA's regular webinars. That's at dwa.org/60, the numbers. Just Fabulous. They have a wonderful website. It's called Be Just Fabulous, just the letter. The letter B, justfabulous.com. He's going to Las Vegas to the gift show. He says it's to shop for us, Stephen Munkarsh. Huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more wonderful things coming in. We have to start thinking Valentine's and Mother's Day and graduation and birthdays. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Lalo Visions, that's the website. Lalo Visions, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what every month holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit the website Lalo, L-A-L-O, lalovisions.com for more information. Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com. Remember to check out the Tram Cam for those beautiful valley views, weather, and so much more. Pines Cafe is now open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. And last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, psculturalcenter.org. They have jazz on the second floor. It's back, heating up the upstairs. It's an open-air patio on Tuesday evenings featuring Leanna and the Jazz Collective. Jazz on the second floor has their first special event. Join music legend jazz guitarist Doug McDonald for an evening performance in January. Interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge? Reach out and contact, here's an email, tim@pscultural.org. Okay, that's the Joey English Desert Datebook. For more, stay tuned to us and keep your day timer handy. Okay, Joey pals, tomorrow, Stephanie Farrell, Lee Rice, Nona Watson, and Mr. Community. Until then, you be well and all the best.